Hey, y'all, thank you so much for tuning into this message. We hope that it speaks to your life. And if you have questions, please contact us. You can contact us on the website, 1000hillsranchchurch.com or 1000hillsranchchurch@yahoo.com. And then you can also call us at 580-216-6427. And may God use this message to change your life. I want to start this today off by showing you a video clip. So you guys watch this video. If we can get the lights turned off real quick.
Thank you. Who's first? Well, I'll try and saddle her while you're making up your mind. Oh, girl. Made up your mind? I'll go first. I'll start counting when you hit the set.
My name's Honeycutt. I'm 15, and everybody calls me Slim.
Whoa, easy girl. Whoa.
I'm next.
She's right. Keep your mind in the middle.
Mr. Anderson, and I hope I ain't rode all the rough off of her.
You all right, boy?
Yes, sir. My name's Clyde Potter. I call me Fats.
Then endure the gut myself.
His name's Bob Wilson. He gets excited. Charlie Schwartz. I'm Jewish. I've settled at every place in town but here.
Must keep you pretty busy. All right, who's next?
All right, go ahead and open it and turn those lights back on, please. How many guys have seen that movie before, The Cowboys? Yeah, it's an awesome movie. Well, I don't know about you, but if I was a little guy like that sitting on the side of the round pen, the worst words that I could hear was, "Who's up next?" And, you know, that would, you know, just strike fear in my life. But here's the thing. Today, I want to talk about being up and being next up. And here's the thing. I get to go around and I get to be a part of some working cattle and all that stuff. And I don't know about you, but I love hearing the cowboys say, "Who wants to rope first?" Or who's going to drag first? When they ask that question, I'm thinking in my mind, I'll do it. Anybody like that? I mean, when it's time to get the job done, you're ready to get it done. Well, I was at the Reed Ranch. I've been there actually 3 years in a row out of Pampa, Texas, or Spearman, Texas. The first year, I didn't get to drag one calf. I was there. I was taking pictures and having a good time. The second year, I drug last. Remember that story? I drug last, and I was in the Brandon pen with the one of the best horsemen I've ever known, Boyd Rice, who's won over $3.3 million. And so I got to drag with one of the best cowboys in the world. This last year, I went to the Reed Ranch, and guess what they said? "Hey, Bo, you're up first." And I was like, "You're dang right I am." And it was so funny because I was thinking to myself, you know, either they think I'm the sorriest cowboy and they want me to get out of the way, or it was 80 mile an hour wind and freezing, and so none of them wanted a rope, and so they were just, you know, putting me out there to dry or hanging me out to dry. But you know what? I didn't care. I got to drag. I got to have a great time, and that's all I was thinking was, I'm up. Well, here's the thing. Maybe for you it's different. Maybe for you, it's, you know, calf roping. Maybe it's team roping. Maybe it's, you know, riding or racing around the barrels. Whatever it is, all of us or a lot of us, we live for that moment when we can hear those two words. You're up. You're up. Now, here's the thing. I believe that God is saying the same thing to us. He's saying the same thing to all of us. And you know what he's saying? He's saying, you're up. It's your turn. You're next. It's time to get it on. Now you say, well, what do you mean by that? Let me explain that. Here's what I want to say. In life, there is a time for everything. There's a time for good things, and there's a time for bad things, right? Well, let me read a scripture to you in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. If you got your Bibles, turn there with me. If you don't, it'll be on the screen. It says this: "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away. There's a time to tear and a time to mend. There's a time to be quiet and a time to speak. There's a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Now, here's the thing. I want to cover three things that I believe that God could be saying to you today. Number one is this, and I love to get the bad part out first. How many of you guys like to hear the bad news before the good news? Anybody? How many of you guys like to hear the good news first? A couple? Okay, good. Well, we're going to talk about the bad news. Here's something that you may be facing today, and this may be what you're going through today. For some of you, listen, for some of you, God is saying it's your time to suffer. How's that for an encouraging word from the church preacher? The truth is, for some of you, God is maybe allowing you to go through some suffering.
And you say, is God causing the suffering? No, he doesn't cause suffering. He doesn't tempt us. Because we live in an evil world and a world that is sinful and ran by the devil, listen, we are going to face suffering. Just like in the video clip, when Crazy Alice is in the round pen, and these little cowboys have to ride Crazy Alice to make the crew. They had to go through suffering to get hired on. Now, here's the truth about us. For some of you and some of us, listen, life has bucked you off, and you're laying in the dirt still. How many, and I'm not, Jerry got, never mind. How many of you guys have ever got bucked off and you didn't want anybody to touch you? You just leave me alone. Anybody? Anybody? You've hit the dirt and you're like, okay, don't touch me. They're all trying to get you up and you're like, no, I can't breathe. Now just leave me alone for a second. Well, here's the truth, that some of you today have been bucked off by life. And again, you're still laying in the dirt. Maybe it's financially. Maybe you're in the hole. Maybe because of the drought, you're in the hole and you can't get out of the hole. Maybe you lost your job and you've had to go into a certain amount of debt. Maybe there's insurance or bills that are piling up and you're financially suffering. Maybe you're physically suffering. Maybe there's some ailment in your life. Maybe there is a future that is uncertain. Maybe you don't feel right inside and you're suffering from an illness or maybe a disease. Maybe you're suffering emotionally. I don't know about you, but this is the one that gets me most of the time. I get covered up in doubt. I get covered up in fear. I get covered up in maybe some anger or whatever it is. Or maybe I have some major decisions to make, and I don't know how to make them. Maybe you're suffering emotionally. Maybe you're covered up in your sin. And sin has a hold of you, and it's taken control of you, and you're suffering because you're living a life of sin. Well, here's the fact. The fact is that we all go through seasons of pain and struggles. Ecclesiastes 3:4 says this, there is a time to cry and a time to laugh. There is a time to grieve and a time to dance. There's a time to dance. Now, here's the truth. A lot of preachers will tell you that as soon as you give your life to Christ, as soon as you come to church, as soon as you start reading your Bible, then life's going to get easier. Now, here, I'm a preacher who likes to shoot things straight. You know the reason why I talk about suffering? You know why? Because suffering is real. And again, a lot of people want to just candy coat the Bible. They want to candy coat life. You become a Christian, life's going to be all grand. Listen, you are going to suffer. And you may even suffer more when you give your life to Jesus Christ. Anybody with me? I mean, listen, I want you to get that, because here's the thing. A lot of times people come to Christ and they're like, oh, my life's going to be so much better and everything's going to be all peachy. And then life falls apart and they go, well, God, why do I need God? I mean, life is bad. I was doing better before. Well, here's the truth. We are all going to go through pain and struggles. But that's not the rest of the story. Amen? Praise God that we have a hope. Now, I want you to notice this as well. When the boys were in the round pen with the Crazy Alice, guess who else was in the round pen with them? John Wayne. Some of you guys said God. Yeah, there is God and then John Wayne, you know. But here's the truth. John Wayne was in the round pen with them. He didn't get out of the round pen and go, guys, get after it. I'm scared. Guys, you know, you get on. I'll stay out here. No, he didn't do that. You know what God does for us? When we enter into that round pen with Crazy Alice, whatever Crazy Alice is in your life, guess what? God is there with you. He's there with you. He doesn't let you struggle on your own. If you know Jesus, you are not alone. Jesus knows about suffering. You know, when God created this world, guess what? It was perfect. But Adam and Eve sinned, and then sin entered into the world. And then guess what God said? Guess what he said to his son Jesus? You're up. He turned to his son Jesus and he said, hey, Jesus, I need you to go down to this earth. My people have messed it up and I need you to go fix it. You're going to get born there, you're going to suffer there, and you're going to die there. And that's exactly what he did. He came to this world and he suffered and he died. Why? So that we could be right with God. So that we could have a partner that understands the struggles that we go through. I want you to listen to John chapter 16, verses 32 and 33. Jesus is fixing to suffer, and listen to what he says. He says, "But a time is coming, indeed it's here now, when you will be scattered, each one of you going his own way, leaving me alone." You know who he's talking about? He's talking about his own disciples. They're fixing to leave him alone, and he's fixing to suffer. And listen to what else he says. "Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in me." Listen to what else he says. "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." Did you catch that? You're going to face trials, you're going to face suffering, but listen, for those of us that have given our lives to Jesus Christ, we are not alone. Jesus' disciples, they scattered, they abandoned him, but guess who was still with him? The Father. The Father went with him, and Jesus suffered. And so again, Jesus understands our suffering, and he is the hope that we can have in our suffering. And so maybe today that's what you're going through. But here's the second thing that I want to touch on. Some of you guys are suffering today, but some of you guys, it's your time, number two, to shine. It's your time to shine. I don't know about you, but those of you that maybe start horses or ride horses quite a bit, don't you have good days with a horse and then bad days with a horse? Anybody with me? Yeah, I mean, I've ridden some good horses, and you know, they're all of them are pretty much the same. They have their good days and their bad days. But I love it when things are clicking with a horse. I love it when that horse gets you in the right position so that you can rope that calf or miss that calf, in my case. Or things are clicking, and you're just roping the best that you can. And it's life is good. And again, some of you guys, that's what you're experiencing. God is blessing you. Life is good. Everyone's happy, and you're dancing a jig because it's good. Anybody there? Anybody enjoying life right now? Yes. I mean, that's a great thing. Life is good. Financially, you may be secure. Physically, you may feel great. Emotionally, you may be in check, and you got your emotions in check. You may be free from sin's grip. But here's the thing. In the good times, guess what we're called to do? We're called to shine for the Lord. Here's what tends to happen, at least in my life. You know, when life's good, guess what I do? I leave God out. You say, well, why do you do that? Well, here's the thing. When life's really good, I don't really rely on God as much as I should. You know why? Because I'm not on my knees broken. Do you see what I'm saying? And the tendency is when life's really good, we go, okay, God, I'll see you when life falls apart. No, here's the truth. When life is good, we ought to shine for him. Look at the verse, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. It says this, "You are the light of the world." You know who he's talking about? He's talking to you that know Christ. "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way," listen to this, "let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Do you see what that's saying? He's saying, live the good life. Live it out so that other people can see your good life and go, man, that guy's blessed. Man, that Lord is good to him. And they can rejoice and they can come to know him as well. And so maybe today, God is saying to you, you're up. It's now or never. I've put you on this earth to be a blessing to other people. Now shine for me. Here's the thing. I believe that our church is being blessed. I believe that Thousand Hills Ranch Church was a gift from God to all of us. I believe that the things that he is doing is not for, again, my benefit or your benefit, but for the benefit of the kingdom. Amen? Can I get a little excitement about that? Now, here's the thing. We don't want to just shine in this room. You know what my prayer is for this church? Let what we do in here fill the streets out there. You know why? We can shine bright in here. We can have our Christian party. We can sing our songs. We can have a rejoicing time. And that's okay, and that's good. But listen, if we don't shine out there, it's all pointless. The Bible says that God glorifies over one sinner coming to know Christ more than 99 righteous people who don't need forgiven. You see what I'm saying? And so listen, we have been blessed so that we can bless others. We have been given life so that we can give life to other people. And so some of you are living this good life, but you're not sharing it. You know the peace that God offers. You know the assurance that he gives you, but you're not living it out and you're not shining for him. Now here's the truth. Jesus Christ, he not only can relate to our suffering, he can relate to shining as well. Jesus didn't only die on the cross. Guess what he did on that third day? He rose from the dead. You say, oh, no, we're serving this God that's up in this heaven and he's still in the grave. No, he's not. Guess what? He rose from the grave and he shined bright that day. And guess what? He's going to shine bright again. He's coming back. And one of these days, if you're living your life and you know Jesus Christ personally, guess what? You're going to shine with him. He's going to come back. And so, listen, maybe for some of you today, God is saying, you're up. It's your time to shine. And here's the last thing. Maybe some of you today, God is saying this to you. It's your time, number three, to surrender. It's your time to surrender. I don't know about you, but there has been a time in my life where I had to surrender my life to Jesus. And maybe that's you today. Maybe, again, you're here and you're suffering and you don't know where to turn. Maybe you have a blessed life, but you found that life in this earth doesn't satisfy you. Listen, maybe today it's your time to surrender. I had the blessing of meeting with a couple and doing some counseling with this couple this past week. And it was just an amazing time where I got to develop a friendship with what I think is going to be just a great couple, is a great couple. And got to visit with them, got to share with them about how Jesus wants us to surrender our lives. And from what I was told from this couple, they went home and they surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. How cool is that? Listen, that's what it's all about. And some of you are here today and you need to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. He can take away the burdens. He can take away all the dissatisfaction with the world. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. He says, For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. You know, here's something that's going to happen to all of us. One of these days, God's going to say this. He's going to say, your time is up. Your time is up. There's a scripture, and I don't know if you've ever read this scripture. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, it says this. By the sweat of your brow, will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return. Listen, one of these days we're all going to return to the dust that we were made out of. And here's my question for you. Have you lived your life in a way that really matters? Are you taking advantage of every day, or are you living your life for yourself and trying to find satisfaction in that? Well, here's what I want to do. I want to read a poem to close out tonight or today. It's the only poem that I've ever written, so don't make fun of it. But it's called Dust, and this is how it goes. The life of a cowboy is a great one, though many would say that it's dead. They want to say it's a way of the past, but if you'll oblige me, I'll show you instead. It's alive in a way that many don't see, but the ones who live it know better. It's alive in the West and alive in the East. It's alive no matter the weather. From the sand hills of Nebraska to the fields of Oklahoma, you see them at work every day. The cowboy is saddled and riding, because to a cowboy, there's no other way. You can find him in the Brandon pen, waiting for the cow boss to say, "Get your horse, you're up." And you can find him under the wagon fly, filling his plate with chuck. Though a cowboy's life is alive and well, and he wouldn't trade it for the world, a cowboy's life ain't worth living if it's not lived to honor the Lord. See, the Lord has given this cowboy a life in heaven that'll never rust. And for that, I say thank you, for without you, I would be dust. Yeah. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes for just a second. Some of you are here today, and again, maybe you're going through a struggle today. Maybe the season of your life is hard right now. Listen, here's what God wants you to hear. He understands. He understands your suffering. He understands that you're hurting. He understands that the life isn't easy. I mean, Jesus walked this earth. He was tempted in every way. He went through agonizing pain. He died. He was crucified. And so he understands your struggle. And so maybe you're here today and that's you. You're suffering today. Listen, Jesus Christ wants you to do one thing. Surrender. He wants you to surrender your life so that you can know him personally. He wants you to surrender so that he can come in and he wants to heal your heart. He wants to give you that peace. Maybe you're here today and you're single and you're longing for that relationship with someone else. Listen, come to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus and he will satisfy you. Then, again, if it's his will, he will give you the desires of your heart. But only he can truly satisfy that longing. Maybe you're here today and you're looking for, you know, that feeling and drinking way too much. You're looking for that feeling and your job and making a lot of money. Listen, you will never be satisfied with anything from this world. It's only Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you're blessed. You're living a life of blessing, but listen, you haven't given the glory to the Lord. You're wasting your time by just living with all the things that you've got, but you're not living to honor the Lord. My challenge to you today, if that's you, listen, stop wasting your life and start living it for the Lord. He's telling you you're up, and this is the only life that you have. And so please, he's begging you, he's asking you to live for him. Listen, maybe you're here and you've never given your life to Jesus. That's where it starts. And he wants to come into your life and he wants to, again, forgive you of your sins and he wants you to surrender to him. And maybe you just want to do that. Maybe even right now in your seat, you want to just say, "Okay, Jesus, I want you to forgive me of my sins. I'm going through all these things and I know only you can get me through them. And I want you to come into my life. I surrender to you." Listen, that's what he desires. Maybe right there in your chair, you just need to surrender. Many people have come to our church and they've surrendered their life to Jesus. And you're going to get to see some of those be baptized tonight. Maybe you just did. Maybe you just gave your life to Jesus. Listen, here's what we ask. We want to know about it, so that we can celebrate with you, so that we can we can show you how to live life to honor God. And so all we ask you to do is grab that orange sheet, place it in the offering bucket, fill it out, and place it in the offering bucket, and we will contact you. Maybe you're here today and you have a phone, a smartphone, and you can text. Listen, all we ask you to do so that we can contact you, text your name to the church on the screen, to the church number on the screen when you leave, and we will contact you as well. And so we want to thank you today for being here. And I want to close this in a word of prayer. Again, first-time guests, if you're here today, we want to meet you over at the north door right over here. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for your word. I thank you that that you have not abandoned us. In our suffering, you are there with us in the round pen facing the crazy Alices of life. And Lord, for all the blessings that we have, we know that they all come from you. And so, Lord, we thank you. For those that are maybe here for the first time, Lord, I thank you for them coming today. And I pray that you would just bless their life and bring them back. Lord, we just give you all the glory. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys for being here.
Again, we want to thank you for listening to this message. And if you have questions, please contact us. We would love to visit with you. Again, ThousandHillsRanchChurch@yahoo.com, or you can contact us by phone, 580-216-6427. And may God bless the ride you're on.